January 1880, just 100 years ago, the world's most popular cowboy star, Tom Mix, was born. During his long career, he appeared in vaudeville, traveled with rodeo shows, and starred in numerous motion pictures. In 1933, the Tom Mix radio show went on the air, and for two decades, it was one of the most popular afternoon adventure shows. Radio's original Tom Mix, for many years, was Curly Bradley, and it's an honor to present him today, recreating his famous role. Curly Bradley is Tom Mix, Marvin Miller is the announcer.
The Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters are on the air with action, mystery, and mile-a-minute thrills in radio's biggest Western detective program.
Tony, come on, boy.
Red is awesome for your breakfast. Start the day all shining bright. Give you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right. It's delicious and nutritious. Bite-sized, plenty to eat. Take a sip from Tom. Go and tell your mom. Let it all turn.
The sun hangs low in the western sky as we see the tall figure of Tom Mix, the burly form of Sheriff Mike Shaw, and his ward Jane seated among the leather and wood of the TM Bar Ranch House.
Tom, I got a mighty funny feeling in my bones. It's too blame quiet around Dovey these days.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Mike. Sure as my name's Tom Mix, there's something in the wind. Everything seems all right on the surface. We're sitting here in the living room of the TM Bar Ranch House. Out the window there, old Tony's trotting around the corral. Nothing's wrong on the surface.
Yeah, I'm still Sheriff Mike Shaw of Dobie County, at least till the next election.
Oh, I'm sure you don't have to worry about the vote, Mike. But let's just review the facts to see if we can make a logical deduction to explain our sense of danger in the air.
Yeah, Tom, one of your deductions, that's the ticket. You know, sometimes when you're making those deductions, solving some mystery, you sound like one of those detectives, Sherlock Holmes or Fido Vance. More than like a cowboy.
Oh, shucks, Mike, I'm just an ordinary cowboy, man of the West, even though I do make deductions sometimes like Philo Vance. Fido is a dog, Mike.
Tom, never heard you put down your competition before.
Well, never mind, Mike. Let's just stick to the case at hand. Things were quiet last summer, too. Remember that? Seems that things are always quiet around Dobie during the hot months.
Yeah, it's kind of the off-season, all right. It's been going on for years like that.
Yeah, you're right, Janie. But then comes along September, all creation seems to turn upside down here in Dobie. This last season was kind of no exception, if you'll recall.
Oh, I sure do recall, Tom. One of those invisible men gave us heaps of trouble again, sneaking around doing things we couldn't see him do.
Sure scared a lot of people, Tom.
Yes, Mac. We've got to find a way to put a stop to these invisible villains who seek to mock justice and use their powers to their own greedy ends. Now, you know, I'd go so far as to say that invisibility is one of Dobie's major civic problems.
Yeah, Tom, yeah. But you know, the Civic Betterment Committee is trying to fix up the town to attract tourists.
No, Mike, I don't mean that the town of Dobie is invisible, although it has happened. I mean invisible criminals in Dobie are a major problem.
That's right. Some of those big cities have problems with pollution and seeing too much crime. But here, we got too much crime we can't see.
Well, fortunately, I've had the good luck to expose each one of these sneaky hombres in his attempt to circumvent justice, Danny.
Tom, you know, that's something about you I admire. Sometimes you're going out with one of those complicated deductions of yours, and you sound like Albert Einstein or somebody. But then you throw in some word like hombre or varmint, and it shows you're just a regular fella, real straight shooter.
Well, thank you, Mike. I know all of my straight shooters out there have a mighty high opinion of me. They think I'm the truest shot in the West, finest horseman that ever lived, greatest cowboy detective of all time. You know, sometimes I feel like just easing off, just drifting along for a time. But the last minute I see, it's my duty to prove them right.
Gosh, Tom, I wish I could be as humble as you.
You can, Mike, even more so. You know, a straight shooter can accomplish anything he sets his mind to.
Yeah, and we had our mind set to solving the problem of why we feel danger hovering about us.
Well, the danger can't be from our latest invisible man. He's locked up. But right after that, Dr. Doom came back into town. Dr. Doom, with his face that looked like a living skull with two eyes burning out of it. Dr. Doom carried a rattlesnake in his pocket and claimed he could strike down any man through any kind of a wall.
Tom, there was always something about him I never liked.
Yes, I know, Janie. He left you to burn up in that forest fire he set on the Lost Plateau after he destroyed the only bridge. Fortunately, Tony was able to jump the chasm with me and take us all out, one at a time.
Oh, no other horse in the world could have done it, Tom.
There's no other horse in the world like Tony, Janie.
And, Tom, the way you figured out his underhanded trick...
Well, it's enough to say he's in prison where he can't bother us again. Of course, some people must just not know when to quit. Like that Nazi spy, the Iron Mask.
Yeah, Tom, the war's over. With Iron Mask, he's coming back, making our herds of cattle disappear, causing trouble.
Yeah, the last time was when he captured you, Janie. That was going too far. You're just a young girl. You know, it's one thing to pick on Wrangler, Pecos, or Wash. But there's some things even a Nazi doesn't stoop to in our West.
But, Tom, you can fight out and think the Iron Mask. He's where he won't get out. At least not till next season.
That's it, Mike. That's why we're feeling so uneasy. There's been no new season for a long time. Our summer vacation's been going on for years.
Yeah, Tom, yeah. But why do we feel such a sense of danger?
Because, Mike, our straight shooters are growing up. They're forgetting about us. Oh, we're still here when they think of us, when they remember us. But too many are growing up and forgetting us.
Gosh, Tom, I don't want to be forgot.
Me neither.
I want to go on riding Redskin beside you and Tony forever.
Well, it's up to them out there, Mike. Will you remember Tom Mix, Tony, Sheriff Mike, Jimmy and Jane, Pecos and the Wrangler, the TM Bar? Will you remember all the sinister menaces we faced together? Will you remember eating Ralston and sending for your whistling ring with a box top? Well, we're all still out here. We're just waiting for you to return. If you ain't too grown up, will you remember?
Once again, we say goodbye to the TM Bar Ranch. Tom Mix was played by Curly Bradley, Sheriff Mike Shaw by Tyler McVeigh, and Jane by Rhoda Williams. The script was by Jim Harmon. Marvin Miller speaking.